This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Still lots to get to on the show. We're about to do EB's entertainment page. We have a pair of tickets to give away for Metallica's M72 tour when it comes to Northwest Stadium in May of 2025. And Jason Smith from Monumental Sports Network is going to join us to talk Wizards at 9:45. All that's happening before we're done.
Hey, B-Rob is awesome. I love him.
Isn't he great?
He's going to be great.
You know what? He would be cool to just hang out with.
100%.
Hope I can hang out
with him. He doesn't want to hang out with us.
Yeah. I know.
You're just desperate to hang with him.
He just seems cool.
Look at this video I have, Jason. You're talking about Brian Robinson. My buddy Kareem just sent me a video. His buddy was at the game. Mm-hmm. And look who jumped right next to his buddy.
B-Rob.
Brian Robinson.
Let me see. How low is it that you could get up there? I never really pay attention to that stuff.
He must be like down.
Just standard
4 to 6 feet, maybe.
Uh-huh. He's just awesome. Jumping in there. Hey, real quick before we get to your EP, people are texting me after I told the story about my daughter. Mm-hmm. And they said you need to get her pepper spray or bear spray.
Good idea.
I did bring pepper spray down. Mm-hmm. So she's got pepper spray now. And I brought an old Mizuno 4-iron that I've had for years.
I used to use my bit.
I don't use anymore, yeah. Obviously. I got a bunch of old clubs in my garage, and I pulled one out. I said, you know what? I didn't have a softball bat.
I don't think Jack Nicklaus could hit a 4-iron.
What about like an old dry? Oh, Jack could hit it. The joke is nobody carries a 1-iron because the guy didn't hit a 1-iron.
So, I mean, but I'm trying to make a golf joke.
I grabbed the 4-iron. So she's got a 4-iron in her closet. And I said, if that ever happens again, you're hitting whoever comes to your door.
Absolutely.
It reflexes the shaft.
Yeah. It's a stiffy.
It's a stiffy? Yeah, good.
Somebody also wanted to clarify, I don't know if he's accurate, that John Allen's song was not a gospel song. It was old school R&B.
Oh, okay. It sounded gospel-y.
I can't even remember. What was John's song? I don't remember anything.
You know what? I never want to hear it again, personally. I told him this is pulling back the curtain. I told him during one of the breaks. Loved having Jonathan Allen on. He was great. But his walk-up music is not my proverbial cup of tea.
Mm.
Yeah. I hope to never hear it again. But that's just me.
All right. We got a guy on.
So if he comes on next year, then we got to tell him to change his walk-up.
Well,
you try telling John.
I'm not telling him to change anything.
I could just tell him through the radio. Hopefully, I'm not going to tell him to his face.
Right. All right. Let's go to this guy, Chad. He's a buddy of somebody that we know. And apparently,
time is a flat circle.
And he's claiming that Shane guy online is like, Valdez called it stolen valor. He's stealing ADs for like who. The guy Stevenson was actually
who he's going back and forth with.
Yeah. He called on yesterday too. I forget what time.
Right, Chad.
He called yesterday.
Hey, how's it going, John?
All right, go ahead. What's the beef? Now, I see you guys beefing online. This is so stupid. But go ahead.
So, I did not wake up after the game. I woke up a little groggy from a lot of festivities of fun and celebration. Did not wake up with any intent to shine light on our part in the game. But then this donkey calls in the morning, and I hear, and I got 20 friends texting me, hey, do you hear this? This dude's saying that he's the one talking. Mm. Clearly, this dude is in the end zone. He never goes to the end zone. He stops at the 10-yard line. We're in section 139. He walks up to us. He's pushing on all the fans. We're standing there. We're in the third row. As soon as he comes up, he points to a Bears fan, and me and my buddy June, we jumped over the top, all high signs up, basically started saying every single word we could in the book to him, screaming, got his attention, and then he kind of shrugged at us, pointed directly at us, mm-hmm. and then the dummy realized that the play was going on, so he turned around and started running towards the field. Not once did he go in the end zone. So I just found it absolutely ridiculous, and the record had to be set straight that Shane is a fraud. Did not
wow.
talk to this dude.
Shane Dunger.
I was the one directing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've screenshot pictures, everything. We're going on Fox today as well. We're doing a media tour. Fraud Shane. We're done. Over.
You're low rent home to us, what you are.
You're the DC's honk to us.
Yeah. You're not being serious, are you? Are they actually putting you on?
Yeah, we were on ABC last night. We're going on Fox at 1:30 today.
He's calm to us.
Yeah. Hold on, is he being serious?
I did see them.
It's a big story.
We're going to try to jump on B-Mitch next, too, because they were all crowning him.
To rewind for a second, because I have the original tweet.
What media gigs is Shane getting?
To rewind, Shane tweeted us, I was the fan Stevenson was yapping at. He was telling me to go the F home.
Right.
All right? You seem upset because you believe it was not directed at Shane, that Shane is a fraud, but is it possible that Shane heard go the F home and thought it was directed towards him?
If Shane had freaking, like, sonar hearing, can see through the tinted mask that Stevenson was wearing from 20 yards away, that he was looking directly at Shane and was like, hey, Shane, go the F home. No, it did not happen. You can see in two pictures where he's sitting. He's in the back corner of the end zone. This is not true. He was looking for his 5 minutes of fame. Tried to take advantage.
He's taking your 5 minutes.
Stolen valor. Yeah,
I didn't even want it, but he's stealing my shine.
Yeah.
He's stealing your ADs.
Thanks. His podcast is trash talk to us.
Yeah, basically.
The reason why is that these guys all think that they had something to do with the victory.
Is that what it is? You feel like the team owes you something?
Not at all. And that's what we said yesterday. That I didn't have anything to do with it. Jaden Daniels. And Noah Brown and the coaching staff and everybody else is had something to do with it.
Hey, well, actually, Chad, 1%. I give you 1%. 1%.
Hey,
I give you 1%.
I appreciate that.
He was late to the play for talking trash.
Yeah. I mean, you have at least 1%.
Yep.
Of the pie chart.
It's better than nothing.
How did he?
I was going to say 1% is kind of funny.
How did you capture? his attention?
I screamed. The FU really, really loud. I was very animated.
And you said his name?
Couple cocktails in me. Uh-huh. I was hands high in the air, two fingers up. He was doing it all game.
Left hand
up. I was just sick of it. Yeah, he was running up and down the sidelines, waving to all the fans. And then the dummy didn't realize the play was going on. And hey, sorry.
Rest is history.
That's hilarious. What about Shane? Right. Was Shane trolling him throughout the game?
Well, clearly Shane just saw this and got up and got all sliced and thought he was going to be the next superstar and get the keys to the Redskins. And, you know,
let me give you a bulletin. None of you guys are turning into superstars.
I'm not trying to, but the record needs to be set straight.
Definitely. All right, Chad, what do you do for a living?
I own restaurants in Alexandria and around the DMV, Augie's Muscle House in Old Town. And Urbano, Tex-Mex.
All right, why don't you bring some food in?
We'll believe your story more.
Yeah, for real.
I got you. Yeah, we will.
All right. I believe him over Shane. I just do. Are you a booer, though? You're probably a booer, aren't you?
No, I don't boo. I get
because yeah, just tells you, tells him the F you. At the top of your lungs.
Yeah. A booing says it
just gives the double bird.
It was a little emotional after the rundown and score. I thought we had won the whole game, and this donkey's running down, jumping up and down. Right. I just had to let it out on him.
So you would rather have no one take credit for it instead of someone trying to falsely take credit?
I had no intention of me and some of our buddies calling people that we knew and trying to get the spotlight shown on us.
Yeah, but now
no intention until Shane had to step up and just...
Yeah, but now I don't know if I believe that because now he's doing a whole DC media tour.
Well, Shane, it has to be known on all outlets that Shane... is not true.
All right, now.
Now we're just being media horse. Now we're taking anything we can get, honestly.
All right, right. But how did you even know about Shane? Is it something?
You heard it on the show.
You heard it on the show?
Heard it on the show.
Oh, you follow him on Twitter?
No.
Right.
Nobody follows that donkey on Twitter until now.
It's not looking good for Shane because Shane tweeted out his seats, which were like deep in the end zone. And that's not where Stevenson was pointing.
Right.
He was pointing at the sideline from the 5-yard line to guys over there.
All right, Shane's got a call in.
Point, counterpoint.
What was going on? I kind of got lost in the sauce. There was a lot of Twitter back and forth. What was Shane saying back to you?
So that was my buddy who was just trying to get a rise out of him, and it worked. And then he starts changing his stories. I'm not the only fan he was talking to, but in the main post, he said, I am the fan. So he started backpedaling a little bit.
He's got a point.
Now he's shook. He is shook right now. I bet he's accountable.
Poor Shane.
And the worst part, the worst part of the whole thing is, like, he kind of looks like a poor man's version of me, which is kind of messed up. So, like, I got, like, five texts, and somebody was like, hey, Chad, it looks like you got put in the microwave. What the hell is this? Is that your cousin? So I'm sitting like, this makes it even more
Shane
ridiculous.
Shane is catching a lot of strays during this segment.
Wow, he is.
Just a lot.
What were you wearing? Were you dressed like a maniac?
No. I'm a grown professional businessman. I had just a commander's hat on and a hoodie with a Redskins shirt over it.
And then
he was overserved, DB.
Yeah, but yeah. Do you make it a habit?
Slightly overserved.
Do you make it a habit, though, of berating the opposing players, like when you're a little bit hammered?
I mean, I'll tell you, I've sat on the floor seats for the Wizards, definitely got into a few conversations with opposing teams.
He's the new Robin Ficker.
I bet I've seen
one of them tell me to F off at one point, and I was like, ooh. That's back when the Wizards were watchable, when John Wall was playing.
Right. I bet I've seen this dude before. How long have you been in the restaurant game?
Our Mason Social will be 10 years in February. So. Wow.
All right.
Now you're being the curious guy. Earlier you're mocking me for being curious.
Yeah, but I'm not bothering you with it.
Why don't we have Chad and Shane Donner come in?
How hypocritical is that?
And baptize
you
cakes.
You bother him. I don't want to tell you.
The exact same thing.
What is that, Chabby?
Why don't those guys come in, settle their beef, and baptize cakes?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to do that?
It'll be like a kumbaya moment.
Get them in here face to face.
And then we'll celebrate with your food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring the food.
All right. You want to do that? Don't you think cakes should be, it's time for him to come out? It's a coming out party.
Yeah, it's coming out.
That's what it is.
I've been closeted all these years.
Don't you think it's time for cakes to come out as a Commanders fan? Don't you
Maybe
think?
Not.
I'm asking you. Chad,
it's a good bit.
Oh yeah, I think he should. He's definitely talking about it like he is.
I need to express myself after all these years.
But here's the thing: this contradicts itself because if let's just say Cakes has Jared Goff on his fantasy team and they're playing Washington,
yeah.
He wants Jared Goff to throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns.
No, but he wants. But he wants Washington to win is a bigger priority.
You have to.
I don't think he does. I don't think it's a bigger priority.
That's like.
He'd rather win his fantasy league.
No, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Completely unreal. Cakes. That's unreal.
I can't comment. I can neither confirm nor deny these.
He's an empty vessel. I don't know what you're trying to do. I mean, it's a good bit.
I know that guy,
but he doesn't care.
There's room on the bandwagon.
Would you want to win your big money fantasy league or have the Commanders? Go to the NFC Championship.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You have to. I mean, that's good. Yeah, see, that definitely shows no true fandom. Yeah. You're pleading the fifth.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, he's not a true fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's not a true fan.
Yeah.
You might have exposed
Bickle's
him.
Just trying to – he's trying to morph him into a true fan.
All right, we got to go. We have to run.
But we still want Shane to call in.
Yes.
Maybe tomorrow.
I guess I could tweet him.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win Metallica tickets for when they stop at Northwest Stadium. And we'll be joined by Jason Smith, Wizards analyst on Monumental Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.